What it is? What it is?
What
it's
up,
Cooking with the
Poles?
Jameses, episode 3. I'm Corey James.
Joshua James over here.
What it is? And we got two guests with us.
KG.
Yo, what up?
And y'all know CJ.
What up, dog?
He's not really a guest. He's pretty much just a part of it. So, I mean, you already know he's already here.
I'm always here.
So, should we change the name?
Can't be seen.
Should we change the name?
Should we change the name? Hit us up on our Twitter or our Facebook or, you know, write comments on our podcast.
Yeah, I'm at
new names.
Joshua James is at Ponchees 3000, capital P, PONCHEEZE. Cheese with his. With the Z.
Cheese with a Z. Pawn cheese with
Pawn
a Z.
Pawn cheese with a Z.
3,000.
I'm Dale Reef at Mr. Scotty Free.
My nigga, I might have to just change my
you
shit back.
You want to hear that twice, you gotta rewind.
No, don't change. You always change your name.
We're changing yours.
This dude, Chris CJ, is always
CJ
changing his motherfucking
something.
Name.
You'll never be able
you
to.
You guys always
it.
Change
dude,
your name
no,
on
no.
fucking Instagram.
Both of you, but not as common with you, dude.
But you guys change your names.
But, dude. You're ridiculous.
Well, like, I have.
You're ridiculous.
Hey, wait. Whoa. Are you talking about my Chuck D, nigga? I'm Chuck Diesel. Chuck D. Chuck the Chef. Chuck the Reef. Chuck the Ruler. Chuck the Reef, nigga.
Chuck the Rubber.
Chuck the
Deuce.
Rubber. I'm all of them. Oh, and Mr. Scotty Green.
He's always been Chuck Diesel. Chuck Diesel.
And Corey James. That's what. Corey James.
I've always been the same. I guess this would be a perfect time to advertise my Twitter name on there. Kevin Gots the Bomb. It's with the D. I just thought I brought that up since we're talking about Twitter names.
Well, you gotta,
not saying anything.
You gotta let that shit be known so they can find
that's
it.
That's right. But that's that social media side of it. Motherfuckers, if you wanna know who we are.
I'm sorry, nigga. I'm telling you much of right now.
Look at this guy.
Oh, God.
We'll update you on Chris's new Twitter name. This nigga, like,
I've only changed my name once.
Dude, I'll be on my Twitter. I'll be on my Twitter feed, and I'll look at like random like retweets, and it's every time you change your new name, and it's like this like random new name. Like, wait, who's this guy that I'm following? That's retweeting this stuff. Then I'll like find the name finally.
Guapo aficionado. Oh.
Yeah.
Phantom,
see.
Phantom philanthropist. Like, get out of here with this.
Damn.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think his Twitter name once. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think his Twitter name once was I fuck girls with good ambitions.
Something like that.
Yeah,
right?
I fuck women with futures.
So, hey.
So if you're looking for the Twitter ladies,
you gotta get it out.
First you gotta figure out what you're doing with your life.
I fuck women with futures.
And then there's a 10-minute, trial on our website.
10-minute trial. Just like when you bring them hoes in.
I'm an equal opportunist, dude. I mean, I try to go with the bitches with, ambitions and such. But every once in a while, you got a cute ratchet hoe that you just gotta terminate. You don't gotta talk to her. You just gotta terminate.
Tell us about that, Chris.
Terminate hoe.
Yeah. Who was that last bitch?
Oh.
Savannah.
Uh oh. I didn't even hear about her.
Damn.
Hey, nigga. Nah. Hey, let me tell you some shit, dog. I'm gonna have to bring this hoe back. I dropped it to the D League. She might have to come back, my nigga.
Damn.
She might have to come back.
Damn.
Like I was talking to this bitch.
It hasn't been that long.
Yeah, man. It's been like she been cut for 4 days. She pulling a Danny Green coming back to the team, my nigga.
Damn, it be like that sometimes too.
But nigga, check it.
I don't know if she's gonna be playing in the finals though. I don't know if she's
nah, she ain't
playing
in no finals, nigga. She ain't getting
man.
No finals minutes, nigga. This is just to pad my roster. But check it out.
My hoes only made it to the Western Conference semifinals. I had to cut them out.
Every year. Every year, that's
what nigga, yeah. I'm George Carl, nigga.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, can I just get
you see them? You see them banners up there?
Hey, no.
What's in my conference?
Hey, but for real though. I'm talking to this bitch yesterday, right? I'm talking to this banner yesterday, right? What you doing?
Oh, what happened?
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. It just went random and everything, and then she's all like talking about how I turn her on and shit though, right? And I was like, naturally, but I didn't say that. I was like, word, bitch, you don't masturbate to me though. She said, you wrong if you think that. I was like, what?
Damn,
I was like, what? I was like, you coming? He said, what? You be giving yourself orgasms? She said, yep. He said, how many times you do that? 3 times. How many times you come? Every time. I was like, bitch, didn't I tell you only come when I tell you to?
Oh my God.
So off the back. I was like, you already know you in trouble. And then she's like, yeah, I guess you just gonna have to punish me. And I was like, you know what? That's 10 slaps on each cheek. And from now on, next time you want to come, you ask me for permission. I don't give a fuck if I'm there or not. And she's like, all right. she's like, all right, just let me know when I get my punishment. And
just real brief
and this kitty's wet right now thinking about what you about to do. But
damn,
I won't touch it. I won't touch it because I don't want to get Mo slaps. I was like, all right. So I need to smack this bitch around a couple more times. Just so you know, I ain't full of shit.
God damn, wow. Savannah.
I don't even
handled over there.
I don't know what to say except subdue Savannah. I'm just kidding. But not
that's
really.
KG for you. Yeah. That's some KG for you.
Yeah. That's what's going on in my neck of the woods. Al Roker over here.
Yeah, I'm just pulling that shit. Yeah.
God damn.
No manners.
Nigga, 50 Shades of Grey over here,
my
nigga.
Question is...
50 Shades of Sway, what?
My question is, if you told her not to, why is she doing it?
That's what I said. That's like, bitch, didn't I tell you not to? Didn't I tell you, I tell you when to come, and you come. You don't come on your own regard.
That's what I said.
So I was mad.
Let me ask that question to you.
That's an interesting
topic. I'm still trying to find that answer.
Yeah. You know a nigga really speechless when he asking you questions back.
You know he's being real.
What time is it? Well, damn, nigga.
When I get up.
Yeah. Like, goddamn.
So, yeah, man. So, I was talking to her this whole time. I'm telling her mom, too. I work with her mom. I'm like, yeah, I got this little freak I'm smashing right now.
Damn, you're talking to a mother like that?
I thought I was like, yeah, I'm smashing this little freak right now. The mom?
Yeah.
Like 50.
So she's like, yeah, whatever.
And
she's pretty raunchy lady.
Yeah. No, she's freaky good. As fuck.
Is she Mexican? No. Hawaiian lady?
White. But anyway. Okay. Anyway. Yeah, she's freaky as fuck. Her daughter's like half her age and shit. So I'm like, that's chill. But I'm like, yeah, I got this new little thing I'm fucking around.
No, it's good about hoes like that.
What's up?
Every hoe that I've had like that, I have never given them anything but tap water.
Nigga, that's what I gave her!
I was reading your guys' tweets, and honestly, I don't know how I feel about that. I really like to wine and dine girls.
No, shut up, Kevin. You have your time. Wait.
We're going to circle.
But I just want
to
say, we were talking about hoes, though.
Yeah, we're talking about hoes.
Damn it!
About hoes.
Ponies, let the man speak.
I'm sorry, but go ahead. I want to know what you...
Are you whining and dining hoes? That's the question right now.
I'm not whining and dining hoes. But they're the ones that...
You're whining and dining hoes.
You know, you gotta take that breath.
All I'm saying is...
That's when you know.
Hey, I'm listening.
You must take...
Okay, but keep going.
Shut the fuck up, high-ass niggas. Let the man speak.
Yeah.
I'm pretty high, too, but you will seal the deal if you take a ratchet... No, I don't even take them on dates, brother man. When I kick it with ratchet hoes, I have, like, three plans for them, and that's ratchet hoes... tend to get high. That's why I like kicking it with ratchet hoes, because I could just smoke them out, and that's the date. Oh, well, here's the blunt. This is a good date. Next thing you know, after that, it's watch Netflix. And we all know what watch Netflix means, you know?
That's what I was saying.
Okay, anyway, no, let the man finish. What's the third? You said three things, or you just high?
Well, you know, you tap at the end, you know? That's the third. I didn't think I had to say that.
All right. Okay, what were you going to say? What were you going to say?
I said we're talking about hoes.
Yeah, he dating hoes. But yeah, man, right. we don't be whining and dining hoes. We don't. Because then I'm just losing money.
Honestly, you don't even offer a hoe a blunt.
I offered her tap water, no ice.
No ice.
Yep. It's like, she came in here like, ooh, it's
that's
hot.
Called freezer water, nigga. Damn. Just stick that shit in the freezer right before
put your
you
dick know. In it.
Nope. Hey, I did. She drank it, though. She
that
said,
thing is so cold. Put that dick in it.
I did, though. She said, this is delicious. Like, she been drinking the water the whole time, but then said it's delicious till my dick came out.
I'll tell you what, man. I picked up a ratchet girl that was living by my house, dude, like walking distance. And it was hot as fuck. And I really wanted the pussy when I was first kicking it with her, so I went to pick her ass up. And when I picked her ass up, she had her keys on her, dude. And the dumbass bitch left her keys while she was at my place, dude. Mm. And after that, I tapped her, had to drop her off home. I really wanted her to just walk from that point, but you know, I did the honorable thing. She hits me up like 5 minutes later telling me if I could drop off her keys, dude. I told that bitch to walk.
Oh,
she got to my house real quick.
You better earn some callus.
She was like 10 minutes in. She comes, you know, like calling me, telling me that she's at the front of my house, sweating. She don't even look sexy anymore. I'm just like, here's your keys, girl. I'm going to go inside and watch Adult Swim or something.
Some adventure time.
In the beginning of the semester, during the tailgate season, I got fucking, nigga, I was throwing at the tailgate. It was maybe 7 o'clock, but it was dark at the time because, you know, daylight savings time ending and all that shit. I don't, you know, me.
Yeah.
But I was faded, so I started hitting up people for a ride because I wasn't trying to drive. So I hit up this one hoe that I had been fucking at the time, and I was like, yo, let me get a ride. I need a ride. Making it sound more urgent than it was because I was drunk. This bitch got a ride to where we were by some dude that was trying to fuck her, and he saw all of us, and he just dropped her off and dipped it.
Damn.
And then we dipped it because I was like, well, you were our ride, so what the fuck we gonna do now, nigga? Four niggas stranded ain't a problem solved.
Nope. That went nowhere.
Yeah.
That went nowhere. But you were drunk as fuck, right?
Gone. Yeah, we just went to the homie's apartment, but they didn't like her and they chased her out.
They chased her out.
Yeah, well, you know how there's this Russian girl. Yeah, I don't know.
Anastasia.
Yeah, if we name the names, Anastasia chased the
bitch. Damn.
Out.
Name the names.
But we were smoking weed and drinking up there, so I was like, I ain't ready to go. So, you know, she found a ride. And I did keep fucking her after that.
isn't that all that matters in the end?
Yeah. You would think you would be able
you
to.
You think that she would
no,
have.
You would think.
You would think that you she would have some self respect.
But it's like you hit them up and they reply, and you're just like, well, shit.
How long did it take her to reply? Pretty fast.
Yeah,
I want that.
You know, like when a hoe is bad, at first, like they'll like reply like 20 minutes later, like, oh, I didn't look at that.
No, yeah, when
you,
they
you
really
take
did.
40 minutes, nigga.
You know what you do? You just throw your phone away and act like you don't got one no more.
Yeah, if they.
Bitch, this is urgent.
If they don't text me back immediately, then.
Expeditiously.
Expeditiously. Nigga.
Expeditiously. Hopping on the Expedia.
Man. They gotta reevaluate what they doing during the day.
Tom Brady's a homo. Look at that.
That nigga Metro is fucked.
That dude is homo.
He's so damn Metro. Like he's on that line, my nigga.
Yeah. Just like he plays on the galaxy.
That nigga looks like.
That nigga looks James like right here just reading GQ. I don't even know if he was listening to us. He was just like flipping some pages.
No, I was listening. I was in that conversation.
Hey, I'm just saying.
I was in that conversation.
I'm just saying. I'm there with him. I'm there with you guys. That nigga look like he on the goal line, about to get safety.
That dude Metro looks like he. That dude looks like he wants to hang out with Chris Bosh.
Chris Bosh.
That fucking picture that other day cracked me up. 30 Dwayne. Seconds left.
That nigga looks like he used to go to Raptors games, just chilling, waiting.
30 seconds left.
Did we hit the showers?
You know
Dwayne.
What's funny is
Dwayne.
What's funny is that Jason Collins comes out the closet and says that he's gay, and we're like, oh, and then we forget about it. Chris Bosh just looks gay, and we're like, man, this dude's gay. Talk about it for years, bro.
For real.
Yeah, dude. And don't even get
he
me.
He probably
on
came
that.
Out a while ago.
Don't even get me on that dinosaur talk. I ain't with that. I'm on that dude. You look like a little. Whoa, fairy looking boy.
Denzel Crocker looking ass nigga.
Fairies!
Yeah, Denzel Crocker is really looking for gay people, man.
Fairies!
He had a rough childhood, dude.
He was just, what?
He had two moms.
Yeah, damn. That's terrible.
Damn,
two
man.
Moms.
Fairies.
That nigga used to have fairies and then got them taken, nigga.
Yeah.
Took my whole fairies. Town beat him.
Fairies.
You know did wrong with grown people. You don't even know beat you.
That's funny that we're talking about. You know, now that we're on this cartoon subject, I've been like looking at a lot of memes through Facebook and just, you know, Twitter, whatever. And I see a lot of these like younger like 16-year-olds who are trying to call themselves off as 90s kids. Personally, I could give a fuck about that whole 90s kids little trend that's been going on. But when I hear little 16-year-olds and shit talking about like these, like, oh, I miss the 90s, you know, it's just like retarded.
It's like, bitch, you were born in 1996.
98. You guys born in 92?
I was 91.
92. I was just going to cut that off.
90! All right. Yep. Big 90.
92.
James is 91.
James is.
Circuit day 91.
Same fucking.
James is circuit day 91.
Yep. November's. Scorpios, bitches.
Niggas.
Man.
Pause.
Yeah. There you go.
Pause. Yeah, there
you go.
I saw Chris.
Pause.
I was gonna.
That's just one of those moments where you're just like, no.
No, you can't.
You just gotta keep rolling with
it,
dog.
You just hear me at the end.
This is,
man.
That's right. This is the podcast.
Yo, nigga, why the fuck is fucking Stevie Wonder have courtside seats?
Why does Stevie Wonder have courtside seats, nigga?
Like, nigga, is those things necessary
in Miami?
Yeah, dog. Oh, right here. Look at this nigga.
He was chilling with Spike Lee.
Look at this.
He's like, oh yeah, I can hear that ball bouncing.
Look, this nigga said catching that picture, and I said, I don't see how that isn't a foul.
Damn, he hacked him. He hacked him for sure.
What's that trending?
That was clear.
It's not trending. This is me. That's just my picture. Damn, we should talk about that on the podcast.
Stevie Wonder,
we're on the podcast, Kevin.
We're
still
going.
Oh, I thought we were on pause.
Dude, no, stoned. Dude, stoned over there on that oil.
Nah, he's just focused on that oil.
True.
So good.
In love with that oil. He likes it. Damn,
look,
you got a shit ton.
Inspect a gadget.
Kissing it.
Dum-dum-dum-dum.
Talking to it. You gotta talk to it.
I hope people that are listening are like stoners, dude, and not just judgmental. But
who gives a fuck if they're judgmental? Then they won't fucking listen again.
Yeah, man. Not like everybody know who Kevin is.
Yeah, exactly. Come on.
You ain't famous.
I'm sure most.
I thought I was pretty famous, dude.
You're not famous.
Are you telling me that the president's not hearing me right now?
The president probably.
Yeah, he probably is hearing us.
You guys told me that I was gonna be on the radio. I expected that.
This isn't the radio.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was asking me all kinds of questions. He's like, okay, so we're streaming it live. Like, nigga, who are we streaming this to?
Yeah, nigga, this ain't the Xbox One.
Which is shitty, by the way.
Yeah, man, I don't fuck with that. Whether it's on the shit's on.
You guys really converted me to fucking PS4.
Yeah, you gotta get a PS4 when that shit drops.
You
E3, EA, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
Big ass thing going down.
Really?
They're showing all the Microsoft updates.
Oh, yeah, they're showing all that. I'm like, fuck, man.
Dude, I won't even get a PS.
But I don't know. I ain't about watching all that.
I won't even get a PS4 till a year after it comes out, because it's not even going to have a lot of games when it first comes out.
Yeah, true.
Even the good games.
You're just going to have NBA 2K14.
Yeah.
When it comes out.
You know when, like, the good shooting games come out during, like, October, November? That's when they're going to put out Grand Theft Auto 5. That's when they're going to put out the new Modern Warfare, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And those already got put for PS3, and they had a whole talk about, do you guys want to do the PS4? And they're like, no, we're just going to have a way bigger network if we stay with the PS3. So, you know, you just got to let it kick in. But then again, you're always going to have those people that just want to be the first to get everything.
Yeah, that shit's going to malfunction,
that's
too.
Yep.
That shit's going to malfunction if you get the first.
America.
Red, white, and blue.
But yeah, that's what Wii U did. That's what Wii U been out for a little bit now.
Mm-hmm.
And when these other systems drop, they're going to be out for so long that they have enough games so that
they can get a little bit of money before they get run out.
That's why I'm worried. We lasted like 4 years and then bah.
The PS2 dropped off. PS2 dropped off for a while. PS3 has been out for how long?
8 years.
Holy shit, no way.
It's been out for a while, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's crazy.
Because I remember when my friend got it brand new.
You're just talking PlayStation. PS3?
I was playing, nigga.
Damn. You guys ever played Game Gear? You guys ever had a Game Gear?
Never.
You guys have never had a fucking Game Gear?
Yeah.
Oh my god, man.
Is that like Galactica?
No,
it's like a Sega Genesis, like Game Boy.
Yeah, exactly. That shit lit up, had color and everything the Game Boy.
I've seen it.
Before the Game Boy. Mortal Kombat, nice. Don't do that.
I know.
Tom Brady over here, almost.
I need to get some more skateboarding games, dude. I haven't got those since kid days.
I did play a Tony Hawk game.
Well, dude, I love that shit. I love that shit.
I can't land every trick. I'm not that nice. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I remember playing that shit for Nintendo.
Do you ever remember those
kids? Skate's too hard, nigga. It's too real.
Yo, Josh.
Yo.
You ever remember those kids in middle school? They were like from Maine. It was like Luke and.
Oh yeah. Luke and fuck, he had a brother too.
Yeah,
right?
And they're like stepbrothers or something. Yeah. Dude, I used to go over to their house, dude. That was like when I would first get stoned. I had to be like 12 years old. Yeah, man, they're the first ones that got me into it because they're like my neighbors. Mm-hmm. We used to just get stoned. Fucking play like the Tony Hawk games and just listen to all of like the Dark Side of the Moon album from Pink Floyd.
Damn, dude, those are the days, man. Yeah, that's back when everyone used to be in the fucking like at our school back into like classic rock and shit.
I've never listened to Pink Floyd and I didn't go to their school.
You need to listen to Pink Floyd.
I will
appreciate Pink Floyd.
I don't know.
You don't know? They're good.
I was like a secret.
Hey, who the fuck this nigga Hector think he is, nigga? You see this picture?
Go ahead, Kevin.
When I was like in middle school, I was like I kept like the classic rock stuff and all that music as a secret, cause I was like more thuggish, ruggish back in middle school.
You were. I remember. You should have seen this dude. He had his Cortezes.
Oh, that was a bad thing.
Had his Cortezes, man.
I would secretly listen to the rock music and stuff, dude. I remember I would still
like remember Chris Alegria had that phrase too. Yeah, Chris Alegria used to be fucking rocker, man.
And now he went
skater.
To
skater.
And then he became a gangster. It's like me and Chris Alegria had like the reverse.
Nigga,
but,
I never fucked with the Mexican who had Cortez's on, cause that nigga had some friends, nigga. I never fucked with that nigga.
And you're not gonna be fighting alone, that's for sure.
Yeah, nigga.
You're not gonna be fighting alone.
Ooh, check that nigga's shoes. Don't fuck with that nigga.
Yeah. Them shits had like ridges on them on the bottom. Those Cortez's were made for stomping, man.
Yeah,
that
nigga. They had extra grip. They wanted to get all face in the dirt.
Extra stomp.
Oh, nigga, you gonna look it up?
Damn, and you were from Phoenix, dude. That's where they're really at over there, dude. Like, over here, you kind of got, like, the more actual Mexican culturalized people. But over there, it kind of starts becoming more like a L.A. thing.
Exactly, because all those people drop down from L.A.
Yeah.
Basically.
Nike Cortez,
and same thing with San Diego, dude. Like, San Diego is, like, more Mexicanized. And then you get up to L.A., and that's when, like, the Choloism.
Yeah, it's all based out of L.A., really.
Keep
that's
that word in mind for you. Choloism.
Choloism. Add that to your
thesaurus. Like, they had that shit hardcore in the Bay.
I had that shit based out of LA, right here.
Dude, back in middle school, like, my gangster friends would catch me listening to, like, Pink Floyd and stuff. And they were just like, what are you listening to, Bag? This ain't cool, fool.
No, they're like,
I'm gonna put on Brother Lynch real quick.
Hey, fool.
You're walking down the hallway with the volume on low, just.
Yeah.
Like nigga walking with one earbud in. Like, you hear when niggas coming?
Got the other earbud under the shirt.
Why don't you put on some Brother Lynch or something?
Put on some Brother Lynch.
Oh,
niggas is crazy.
Tell the corner, put on some Bone Crusher.
Yeah.
I made a parody.
Man, I can't stand those fucking cholo rappers though, man. That is the worst music. I wouldn't even call that music, man. That's garbage.
I've watched the music
video. It's garbage, man.
Man.
That shit is garbage. I can't stand it. But if you're talking about Bone Thugs, you can fuck with Bone Thugs.
Oh, you can always ride to Bone Thugs.
You can always fuck with Bone Thugs.
Damn, that show do change my name, motherfuckers.
I guess.
You do.
But my motherfucking radio or iPod's gotta be broken or something for me to be listening to Bone Thugs. I don't go out of my way.
You're right. I don't have any of them on my iPod. At all.
That's all I was saying. I was just like, wait a minute, when do we listen to Bone Thugs?
Never.
Closest we got to that shit.
I mean, even if I came across it on my iPod, I'd probably skip it.
Spit Your Game was mine. Notorious Thugs and Spit Your Game.
Oh,
that's as closest as I got.
That shit is
as close as I got.
That shit is nice.
Thug Love with Tupac.
Yeah, all nigga, there's always loading clips.
All day. Pretend to load a clip when that noise came out.
Yo.
Dude, I have like a really thuggish, ruggish uncle. And he went to jail for like 2 weeks. And I just like raided his room because he always had like cool shit. I remember I got like the Super Troopers movie once. Just a bunch of random shit that I thought was cool at the time. And I remember I stole his holy CD case because CDs were cool back then. You know?
Yeah.
And it was just everything of everything from like West Coast rap, dude. And I was just like, shit. Both Chronic albums. That's when it really hit me, dude.
I'm smoking.
What are you saying?
When you see that leaf up on the CD.
Dude, the first time I got told about smoking weed was like when I was like 9 and I had no idea what it was. Every time I would see it in movies, I just thought it was a cigarette. When someone told me...
Yeah, like in Half-Baked, man, I saw that shit when I was so young, I didn't understand it at first.
Yeah, you thought it was like cigarettes or something.
I remember the first time I saw weed, we were outside. I was in 7th grade. A whole bunch of kids came running up. They're like, yo, we lost your weed, I'm like, we lost your weed?
You're supposed to throw those away.
Let me give you some background information.
This was the beginning of Chuck D.
I grew up in a lot of fucking Air Force bases.
Just
on the outskirts of one of them. They're like, you lost your weed? Like, shut the fuck up, Corey, come on, let's go, let's look for it. So it was on the side of the road, I guess it fell in this kid's pocket. And I picked it up and I was running. I was like, hey, I found it. Cars were coming to light.
Damn.
Hey, put that shit up. That was my first kind of weed.
Almost getting fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga.
Almost getting, holding it up for everybody.
Yo, this.
Like, wait, what'd you say it was?
It's green, right? What's so good about this shit?
Damn, this shit doesn't even smell good.
And niggas be over here talking, man, I'm gonna even smoke this.
Nah, that shit smells beautiful.
That'd be 7th grade.
Dude,
it'll be different.
I was hanging out with my friend the other day, and he smokes in his garage, and he has a 3-year-old, 2-year-old sister that's just learning how to talk. And I guess the garage, since it constantly smells like weed, and she's like been in it before, smells it, got the smell of it, and knows it. She's chilling inside the house watching TV. I go and I sit by her, just got done smoking a joint, stone as fuck. She just looks at me and she's like, you smell like the garage. I was just like, damn.
You smell like the garage.
Damn.
Yeah, I was working out. I was working out.
Yeah, man, I was trying to fix that engine.
Yeah. I was moving boxes. Looking through storage.
Will be just like that.
And you know it's obvious, too.
Yeah.
Like, how stupid did we look lying to our parents and shit?
This kid be like, this kid was talking to his mom once. Corey, I remember you, I think you were there when I heard this. It was like, this kid came with her mom and dad to go to this party and whatever. And her mom was laughing because someone just told a joke. And the kid looked at her and was like, mom, how come your teeth are only white in the front but yellow on the sides?
Oh.
Just called her out in front of everybody.
Damn.
Like, you stop laughing real quick and you just close your mouth. Like,
I remember.
I think that was me.
Damn.
I think that was me to my mom. I'm sorry, mama.
Damn.
I'm pretty sure I got hit for that.
Whew.
I'm pretty sure I got hit for
what?
That.
What?
Nah, nah. How you so you want to hit me in public?
Oh, this was in public?
Yeah, probably. She'd say that for her.
Oh, yeah. I thought
you'd give me that long, quiet car ride.
Mm. You know what you did.
Walk up the stairs.
Mm.
She talking on the phone to my aunt about it.
Yep.
20 minutes.
Mm. That's the worst. That's the worst. When they get on the phone and tell somebody else about the ass open they gonna give you and you gotta hear it.
And then they call you down when they're on the phone still.
And they just want you to get them some.
You say,
yo, give me some grapes.
Oh, I'll get them real quick.
Here you go, mom.
This little nigga getting me grapes trying to please me right now.
Oh, damn, every time. She asked me to get her some for the kitchen, like, get her some water. So she, I rush to get it, and then she just talked about, like, this little nigga getting water for me.
He's still gonna get his ass whooped.
I love my mama, though.
Nah, man, she can eat.
Yeah, she can eat.
She can eat her, you know, but on those days, she can eat it. Fuck that. Fucking, I'm not trying to stunt somebody on the phone. Fuck that.
Why are you trying to press family?
They grew up with you.
They don't care.
Fuck, they know you.
Shit. He's like, oh, damn, man. They're a bad bitch.
They're over there. They're over there mouthing off to the other person.
Andy don't give a fuck.
Andy's a bad bitch now.
She ain't gonna do shit.
She ain't gonna do shit.
Yeah, she ain't gonna do shit.
Oh, I know Angie. If I know Angie, she just talk. She just gonna talk for a minute.
She just barks. That's all.
But that bitch don't play.
She ain't gonna do shit.
Fuck around and just put the fucking phone on speaker and so they can hear. You hear that? Am I talking now?
God damn, nigga, this swamp cooler.
Yeah.
Right, so I got a swamp cooler, which means that 2 a.m. it's cold as shit. At 2 p.m. it's hot.
You got that warm AC.
This is warm AC. This is warm AC. And I ain't got ice. No. Nope. Just got to resort to freezing water.
Yep.
Actually, I put some water in the
that's
freezer
what I'm saying. I need
about
some,
half an hour ago. Let me check on that shit.
Y'all niggas is crazy. Oh, nice.
By the way, fellow podcasters, yes, listeners, we're promoting that freezer water.
Freezer water.
Get up on it. Corey patented it the other day, so you guys can't take it.
No fucking way.
Yeah, I did. Walked down to the office and everything.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm so...
like, fuck! What? Go ahead, sorry.
I'm so fucking Mexican.
I walked to the office because I wanted to make a statement.
Uh-huh.
Anybody can drive.
You know the whole,
Yo, I'm gonna go see that Purge movie tonight.
Yeah? I'm gonna tell you something right now.
No, don't say that.
Is that... You saw it?
I saw it.
Yeah, you did see it. I saw
it.
Don't
say shit about it.
My girl,
say nothing.
Hey, my girl
looks
thought it was scary. Hey.
It looks interesting as fuck. Come on, what would you do for...
Does
12
your girl
hours
get
with
scared?
No law?
Easy?
Not easily, no. I don't know. She watched a lot of scary movies.
She'd be protecting him.
Yeah.
He'd be jumping in her arms.
My girl said that. My girl said that too, and she was just like jumping up and down, you know.
Really? It's a kind of a jumpy movie.
It's suspense.
It's really loud, suspense. Dude. It's really loud. That's it.
Man. That's all the movies are nowadays. But
yeah,
I'm still gonna go see that.
The movies always play the. They always have certain music like dun 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 right before some shit happens.
Yeah, and she planned the treat, so I was like, all right, cool. We can share. Fucking take turns paying for shit.
I'm not gonna tell you anything about the movie. I'm just gonna say the.
I don't want to hear anything, man. I like going into movies with my own opinion, open mind. I might like it.
Well, then go outside, nigga.
You know there are...
Go outside. I want to hear the opinion.
No love for 24 hours.
It's 24. I thought it was 24. 12.
It wasn't.
I'm still gonna go see it.
It wasn't good, ladies and gentlemen.
I've also seen the.
You know, I'll come back and I'll tell you my opinion.
I've also seen The Great Gatsby. And I saw the...
I saw The Great Gatsby.
That was The Great Gatsby.
I gotta say this.
They got
this.
A bumping soundtrack.
This is something about the soundtrack. I respected it, but the fact how they... Or the way that they put it in the movie made it as if they were listening to that shit back in the day.
Dude, imagine that, though. That shit would be sick. The parties that he fucking threw? This dude was a pimp. This dude had everything, man. Mad bitches thrown at him, but he only wanted one. It was kind of a chick flick, though.
Yeah, that sounds like a chick flick. If it was a...
Uh-huh.
So for us, he would have been like Tony Stark.
And
you know what's
sad?
That's Magic Johnson in the 80s.
And that's where I fell off.
What's sad about that one is that I went to go see that one with Gabe, dude.
Just magnificent.
You guys got stoned, huh?
We got stoned and we went to see that movie.
You guys sat through the whole movie?
Yep.
Nigga, that's a date.
I created it. Let me tell you something.
No point.
You, wait.
Someone just said, hey, you want to just leave?
Damn, yeah,
no
for real.
Y'all say
both of y'all are comfortable.
Yeah, you want to go try and hop another theater?
Go ahead, dog.
No, man. No, yeah. Afterwards, we just got more high, dude. It was just like, well, that was cool. Let's go smoke about it now.
I don't know, man. Oh, go ahead.
I created this, like, guy code thing that when you see a movie with your bro, see... And
did you not sit a seat away from him?
I sat a seat away from him.
Okay. But always, you guys can't be sitting together, man.
He sat first, and I already made this clear. I was like, yep, I'm going to the next one. I didn't want to offend him. I was like, because I don't know if he's one of those that's like, oh, was he not sitting close to me? I let it be known really quick as soon as I sat the seat next.
You know, damn, that dude's got feelings.
You can wrap the movie. He's just sitting there with his hand on his.
I bet he stood up here by popcorn.
Why is this dude not sitting there?
Yeah, dude. As soon as I sat down on that seat, I just looked at him from over yonder and I was like, guy code.
Boom.
Yeah.
You have to sit one away.
Yeah, you have to.
Nigga, you gay if you don't.
Riley Escobar.
I've seen other
judgmental.
People do it. I've gone to the movie theaters maybe with like three other bros, you know, just the rodeo at the movie theaters. fucking, I'll see, like, we're all sitting down, I'm a seat away, and the next thing you know, like, two people down that way are just, boom, right there, smack dab next to each other.
Well, yeah, it's uncomfortable, man.
The only
it's...
person I ever actually sit right next to is Chris. Yeah, that's just because that's Chris,
yeah.
Nigga.
Yeah, fam.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's, and my girlfriend, my fucking brother.
Half the niggas I see is think we're twins.
We're,
I don't know why.
I'm going to make a shout out to my brother why, right now. Know. Hey, bro. I'll sit right next to you.
Your brother ain't on the podcast.
Hey, bro, I'll sit right next to you.
I thought you said we were worldwide.
Hey, bro.
You told me everybody was going to be listening to me. You said even my mom was going to be listening, dog.
I'd be like, hey, bro.
I'm going to show everybody.
I want to send a shout out. Hey, bro.
MSG.
Hey, bro.
Yeah,
I'll sit right next to you. In life.
In life. I'll be right along your side.
Shotgun, nigga.
Let's do this.
Ain't nobody calling that shotgun but me.
Let's do
I'll
this.
Be right there, nigga.
No, I this shit is reserved.
Bow light.
Sorry. I know you're my boy, but he called it.
My brother called it.
Yeah. At birth.
Has anyone seen
he just rolls
three?
His head?
Nah.
Just sitting on the couch, rolls his head.
I figured, man. I figured.
Yeah. I'm sounding like a big movie douche, dude, because I've seen all these movies lately.
Dude, I love watching movies, man.
Same.
We went and saw Now You See Me. That shit was probably pretty cool, but we just wanted to get the fuck out of there. We were there for so long. So we didn't really have time to. We didn't really have time.
We stayed through the whole movie.
Yeah, and we went an hour early.
Yeah, we went an hour early. Just ate popcorn. We played one round at the arcade, but they tried to take your money. Yeah. So one round at the arcade.
I whooped this dude in a race.
Man. All right, if we're going to be honest about the race, fucking somebody
what
walked
do you gotta
in.
Say?
Somebody walked in and fucking,
excuse
it was a bitch, double E titties, big ass. Miniskirt.
There was nobody
she was
there.
She was only
there was nobody there, ladies and gentlemen. There was nobody there.
Guess my
it
age.
It was just me and
am
Corey.
Am I legal?
It's me and Corey sitting up on that.
So you're saying that was your distraction?
Nah, that's all I had.
So you were the winner. He was the winner?
No, I got 8th place.
Well, alright.
Damn.
Now I
remember which place I got because it was last place.
And there was 7 drivers.
And I don't like
it. Damn. Everyone, I didn't see anybody coming up from behind me.
Yeah, I fell off a cliff.
Except
the
for
glitch just started happening, dog. Just 8.
Dude, that means damn. I gotta race you now, dude, because I already beat Gabe at the arcade, dude. Damn.
Hey, nigga.
I saw a movie with this dude, and I was playing games with this. What is going on?
Hey, yo.
Well, me and this dude went and saw that same movie. But we sat.
One time. Fucking.
Yes.
Yeah, I was playing. We're at, what is that, Lil C's?
CC's?
Yeah, CC's. Fucking, we're at CC's and we were playing the racing game up there. And we tied. Like, tenths of a second and everything. We tied. We got a new match. And then I won, nigga. Doing backflips and.
Damn, nigga, World War Z comes out Friday.
That
looks pretty crazy.
That one actually looks really good.
That looks pretty crazy, man.
I want to read that book, too.
Yeah, that'd be.
Maybe a second book.
Check this. Check this. I struck some gold in my fucking room. This book that I found. Hold up. I'll show it to you.
Damn, nigga. 6 used to get naked for a movie part and to be famous. Now they're getting naked for Instagram likes.
Damn. Mm,
that's true. Halle Berry got naked. She got an Oscar?
Well, what was that? It was Swordfish.
Yep, Swordfish.
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 Hey, nigga. I'm glad you know what that movie that was. This is a real nigga. He knew exactly.
Swordfish.
Are we talking about Halle Berry?
Yeah. This nigga too.
Yeah. Halle Berry.
Hallelujah.
Look at when I was a kid, dude, and I didn't have like any like porn at the house, nothing. I remember I saw like in my dad's movies, and we had like a very short amount of movies.
You caught the ones that had titties in it.
I just looked back. Where's the rated R nudity? Oh, Swordfish. I didn't even see the goddamn movie, dude. I just
fast forward to the
titties. So
there it is. It was
gotta rewind it a little bit.
It was like the best 10 seconds of my life.
So you're throwing all the X-Men in the trash, nigga.
I don't need this shit.
Halle Berry.
Hallelujah.
God damn.
Yo, but I struck this gold.
Yeah.
It was I got a bookshelf in my room and shit.
Yeah.
And I did not. I have not seen this fucking book before, but I feel like I struck gold with this shit.
Ninja Secrets of Invisibility, my nigga.
Yeah.
Yo.
I'm about to read that. I'm about to hop up on that.
Damn.
I'm about to hop up on that. I'm about done with my book too.
Ninja Secrets of Invisibility.
I'm on the last chapter.
I see he's dope as fuck, nigga. I see he's dope as motherfucker.
Yep.
Ninja secrets.
I'll combine that shit with my eat mine prowess.
I'll be killing all these niggas.
All of them murdered.
Ask me why.
Why?
Why?
Because that's all I can do with that much motherfucking work, nigga.
Yep.
Ba 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 ba.
Motherfucking palms, nigga.
Eat mine.
Like Neji.
Eat mine on him.
Get violent.
Ninjas are very violent. Fucking slit in your throat and shit. Stealthy.
I prefer.
They're all gory.
I prefer the monks from Shaolin. You know, they're very.
Those
peaceful.
Are badass. You know? Dude, ninjas are sick.
Why would
man.
You want to be a monk over a ninja?
Fuck yeah, I'd be a ninja.
I could meditate.
I'd be a fucking ninja.
Right here, motherfucker.
I'd be a fucking ninja, man.
I could meditate all my
you
life.
You see these dudes running
ninjas,
over rooms,
niggas like this?
Ninjas go in, motherfucker, okay. Jump your house, cut your throat, dip
dude,
out.
Ninjas will fucking kill your children too. They
ninjas
are ruthless.
Don't give a fuck.
They are ruthless.
Them niggas
I mean,
shadows.
Come
while
on.
You while you doing all that work, you none of that's gonna matter when you sleep.
I was reading
they
this
don't
shit.
Sleep. They live forever. That's
I was
the purpose,
I was reading
man.
This shit on it was like one of the last ninjas in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And I barely started reading it, but they had to pass a test in negative in 10 degree weather and sit under a waterfall. So many people have died trying to do it. All these ninjas, man, but that was just one of them.
Yeah. Negative 10 degree weather under a waterfall?
No, just 10 degree. Sorry. 10 degree under a fucking ice cold waterfall. Who knows how fucking cold that water is?
I bet you I could do that. Give me 15 years.
Just channel it.
Hugas, nigga. Huga.
Gotta take it
aim
in.
Higher. You must always aim higher.
Some guy went to the America's Got Talent. It was a monk. And now this video is going viral. And it's this monk that levitates in the air. And everybody's
I heard
like,
about that shit.
Everybody's like tripping balls.
Monk
man,
that
like,
levitates?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I haven't seen this.
You could probably find that. You
please,
know
please,
I mean?
Nigga. I've seen that. You've seen
yeah,
me.
Yeah, dude. I don't know if you've seen
I've seen that. You see me.
No, man, this isn't no magic, dude. These monks out there, dude, are for real. You know, shout out to that third eye movement, you know.
Dude, I'm trying to open my pineal gland. Smoking the reefa.
Gotta
open that third eye, son.
Open up the third eye, the crown chakra, that thousand-petaled lotus.
Yeah.
What up, son?
Hell yeah, nigga. Hell yeah, I fucking can't G, dog. That's my nigga.
Sink deep into your subconscious.
That's my nigga.
Everything in the universe is fucking energy and vibration. Mm-hmm. And we're all energy and vibration. All the thoughts we send out are vibrations. Yeah. Open up that pineal gland, son.
Word.
Basically, I'm going to bring a book for the next podcast.
Huh?
Bring a book about this for the next podcast.
Yeah, bring a book in, cause I'm about to bring that ninja shit in too.
Boom.
I'm about to get fucking one with my subconscious, and then I'm about to go ninja on your ass.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna start raping shit, man.
I'm sorry. Y'all can never fuck with no motherfucking monk. Baby. You can't fuck with a monk.
A ninja could beat a monk.
You can fuck with a monk.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Can.
Wait.
Liu Kang or Kung Lao, motherfucking Liu Kang, my nigga.
Did they ever fight on Deadliest Warrior?
Probably not. That was a.
Wait, I think they might.
Deadliest Warrior?
I think they might have.
No.
Yeah, they might have fought. I swear to God, they fought. But I think they lost to. I think it was a ninja and a gladiator.
Yeah.
Duh. Or not
monks,
a gladiator.
Monks, my nigga. Monks, my nigga. Monks, my nigga. Monks, my nigga. Contain wild beasts, nigga. Like nothing. Like just be at peace.
You know, I'm about to Google this
shit.
Right now.
Y'all can go up and kill him.
Okay.
No, I'm about to Google.
But we don't.
Who would
to.
Win in a fight versus ninja and a monk?
Nigga.
Monk. It's 50-50.
All right, ninja's
yeah,
over
nigga,
here.
There's
side.
Only two choices.
Are you Googling it right now?
I'm talking about.
You guys would sit next to each other at the fucking movie theaters, all right?
Yeah, y'all would go. Y'all fucking fairies, nigga. Y'all fucking fairies.
Fairies. are you looking that shit up?
Right here.
I'm Googling it right now. Who would win between a ninja? Hey,
ninja. Monks were trained to
if you guys want to ask us.
Ninja are trained assassins and are trained to kill. Nigga, that didn't answer nothing.
Who wrote that?
The Yahoo Answers.
Don't look at that shit. I need reference.
And you better cite that in MLA form.
Okay, hold on. No, I'm not trying to look at what about Wiki Answers? Let's go to
You can't depend on Wiki.
Yeah, you really can't. You know, the good call on that. You
wait
can't depend
minute.
On Wiki.
Spike.com article slash GGN4L.
I'm on straight dope message board right here. Straight dope message board. All right, let's see. Hold up.
I'm sure they have legit sources.
All right. On SpikeTV.com, the ending assessment, Ninja versus Monk. The Monk's weapons weren't really lethal except for the murderous twin hooks.
Ooh, those things are nasty, though.
Have you ever played Mortal Kombat with Kung Lao? That nigga.
But anyways, keep going.
Wait a minute. But what if we break it down to no weapons? Like, what about just...
It's only one-sided.
Wait, hold on. I got one right here.
What the fuck? That's all it says. It just says what,
So here's this dude. This dude asked a question. This is a factual question. Given that the ninja is an assassin and the monk is trained to protect against intruders, which will win in an all-out fight? Well, there's a bunch of ifs involved. I believe that at least in the later years, kung fu was mostly an unarmed art. Ninja, on the other hand...
God damn, nigga, I got the number. Shaolin monk out of 1,000 wins 545, and ninja wins 455.
Hey, damn. Kevin, did we not tell these niggas?
Third eye.
Like, Wu-Tang knows what's up.
Nigga, third eye, nigga. See it all. Masters of our own universes and yours.
You know what? This is what happened.
Damn.
The monk knew he was going to win before he even fought.
That's why they don't fight. Here, nigga, it was the twin hooks. 433 of those ones was twin hooks.
he still believed that he'd win, though.
My nigga, I'm just saying. Ninjas operate in shadows, but there are no shadows for the enlightened.
I'm still a ninja.
I'm so enlightened that I can't even type right now. I'm just typing gibberish. That's how I am.
Those damn monks, man.
Yeah,
they know.
Yeah, nigga.
I'll type it, nigga.
Well, we need two reputable sources at least.
One, two.
Wait, nigga, that was who are y'all?
Monks, nigga.
I ain't never seen you train with no monks. I've trained with ninjas.
Yeah.
In the dark, you ain't see it. Because I'm black.
Alright, I'm checking another one here.
Next episode, you guys need to get like a little soundboard that just plays little, you know,
yeah,
effects, you know, just.
Just fucking with it the whole time.
After everything I said.
Ninja vs. Shaolin Monk Naruto discussion forum. There you go, guys.
What happened?
This is Naruto discussion forum.
It's probably just gonna say Ninja Naruto. We need a real. AsianHistory.com.
Yeah, AsianHistory.com. Ask Wong.
What do you people?
Ask Wong. How many?
Ask Wong.
How many monks have taken out ninjas?
No, could beat monks and ninjas. Genghis Khan's army.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Genghis Khan. Yeah. He is fucking ruthless.
Damn. Did you know? Supposedly, we all.
Yeah.
Have some Genghis Khan in us.
That dude fucked so many bitches.
Yeah, and then it was like his kids, if they were like, yo, Genghis Khan's my dad, they fucked like 30, 40, 50 bitches.
Yep.
All of them have kids. And they're like, oh, yo, Genghis Khan's
imagine
my grandpa.
Imagine the direct descendants.
50 bitches.
Damn, son.
That's what happened
with Genghis
China.
Khan was really
like, not only did he fuck hella people and add to the population, he took the population that wasn't part of his family.
Yeah. He was like, I'm fucking this. I'm taking your country and I'm taking your women. Sorry.
You want to know why?
He overran fools.
Why, Thorn?
Because he didn't just have one religion in his cabinet. He had all different religions. He had fucking monks there. He had Buddhists there. He had Hindus there. He had Christians there.
Did he?
Yep.
Damn.
Yep. He had all of them. But that nigga was wise as fuck.
Hell yeah, he was. He had all aspects of life.
Yeah, nigga.
All aspects of life.
A monk.
Why are you saying that like I didn't just say third eye?
I'm just saying. Yeah, a monk took out like a tenth of the world.
Dude, that should be your Halloween costume, man.
Genghis Khan?
No, you're just a monk, man.
Oh, hey.
Did you just tweet?
Yeah, the guy just tweeted you, so you can go ahead and add it to your favorites.
I just operate in shadows. This is true.
It is true.
You will lose them in the fucking warehouse. Dark ass warehouse.
Pretty sure ninjas move with groups too.
Get your ass on a scroll, nigga.
I thought they rolled alone.
They do.
They're assassins. Lonely assassins. Lonely stoners. Yeah. I'm sorry, Corey.
Well, that would make have a group. I just figured out the motherfucking loophole. Get a group together. Cast this nigga on a scroll. You know, all the niggas be walking in the woods and shit.
Get a group together.
We believe in overwhelming force.
Well, how much time we got on this bitch? We might as well end it.
15 minutes on this bitch.
Damn, well, there you have it, folks. KG in the building.
Yep. Well, I guess this is...
Let them know.
Yeah.
Dropping that knowledge, son.
I do what I can.
All of it. Debates, you know, hit us up. You heard them Twitter names.
Guapo aficionado. Yeah.
I'm not going to spell it for you this time, but I'm at Punctious3000.
This is Scott Free Yellow Reef.
Yep. Alright, peace out, bitches.
The bomb. See you later. Third eye, nigga.
Yep. Open it up. Pineal gland. Smoke that weed. Reefa. Peace.